Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll continue taking your calls about anything. I want to address a question that we just had from Tim in Delaware at the very end of the last hour, and that is what to do about terrorism in the United States. Because he understands that we weren't necessarily very much in favor of the idea of warmongering and invading other countries and killing people. So his question is, well, what do you propose? And
right. It's not like one can be a pacifist and then just no one's going to attack. It certainly happens, I'm sure.
Right. So I'll get to that. But let's go first to, I believe Tom is with us in New York. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
You know what? I want to call real quick. I just wanted to say that I've enjoyed your guys' show. I'm a long-time talk radio listener, and I've been listening to you guys for a couple weeks now, and I put you guys right up there with the best of the best, and I appreciate you guys giving an open forum.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. I think it's important, especially nowadays, for people, whether they agree with you, whether they disagree, whether they're on the right, the left, the Republican, Democrat, first and foremost, we're all Americans. We have to see the big picture, because there is a big picture.
How about we're all human beings? Can we just all be human beings instead of Americans?
We are all absolutely right. Yep, absolutely right.
Because Americans suggest that there's some validity to the imaginary lines that have been drawn around certain geographic areas calling themselves countries.
And exactly. And here's the thing, too. As a lot of people need to wake up, there's puppet masters controlling everything, not only in this country, but in every country around the world. And, and that's what they do. They separate us, black, white, again, Republican, Democrat, Canadian, American.
Right, because if you're distracted by how it is you don't like, if you're Christian and you don't like gay people, or you're distracted because, whatever it is, the other group that's out there that appears to be your enemy, if you're distracted by that, then you won't notice the people that are essentially benefiting from the conflict that's being created.
Perfectly said, because if they keep us at each other, that distracts from the real focus of what's going on. I mean, you want to watch Balloon Boy or Octomom or Tot Mom, or Michael Jackson, they'll have that, on the news and on the radio and talk shows and stuff like that. But they'll rather have you distracted and looking at stuff like that than the big picture and the real picture.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Because
I agree with him that, what the politicians and the people that run things in the military-industrial complex and the international bankers, what they want is they want people to be looking at anything but what they're doing, and which is making things that go boom and having people's soft bodies blown into little bitty pieces, people's children's bodies blown apart.
Don't forget and printing out the money, too.
Printing money. Those are the two things that really, really make people rich in this world. And I don't mean rich like, you might be considering rich. I'm talking about stinking, filthy, never get poor, your children never work. They live in an entirely different world and different class of people. That kind of rich.
Yep. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And the conflict exists, and this creation of conflict exists at different levels. It's an old trick to demonize the opponent in some sort of international conflict. Oh, dirty Japs! Or whatever, the Krauts, the Redcoats, there's always some, the Gooks, there's always some sort of slanderous or awful name to call, the people from that other land over there, those other folks, and to pretend as though they're somehow worse, to pretend as though because...
To dehumanize them, yeah.
Exactly. To pretend there's something other than what you are, and that is a human being that your S smells exactly the same.
Right. So it's best to call them they or the terrorists these days. Yeah. These terms that allow one to draw a bead on someone else who may or may not be involved in this, whatever group it is that, that they're out there, drop atomic weapons on innocent civilians. All these, as long as you can picture them as somehow subhuman, it's easier to do.
And then you'll look the other way as thousands of them are exterminated. terminated, and you're paying for it the entire time. So that's kind of it at an international level. But the conflict between groups exists, as I mentioned before briefly, at a more local level, whether it's just the school board or the local government offices. There's constantly people conflicting over what they believe should be done with this monopoly system. And that's what the government is. It's a violent monopoly. And it's essentially a tool of the initiation of force. It's like a big giant gun that you can pick up if you're lucky enough, if you're strategic enough, if you spend enough money and you manage to politic enough people onto your side. You and your buddies can get a hold of that gun and you can wave it around and point it at the people you don't like, and you can tell them what to do, and you can extract money from them, and if they don't like it, you can put them in jail cells.
It's always about justification systems, isn't it? It's about, you know, wanting to use violence, because violence is kind of a nice, easy, if you don't think in the long term, if you're very short-sighted, violence is nice and easy, and you
make
don't
them
think
do what
too
you
hard
want.
About. Yeah, make them do what you want. You don't have to persuade anyone to do what you want. You don't have to, you know. And so we have these nice, elaborate justification systems. There's all kinds of them, and government is one of them, and you know, this us versus them war scenario is another one.
And it just goes on and on, because once one group, whatever it is, whether they call themselves the Republicans, or whether they call themselves the Democrats, or whether they, you know, call themselves the evangelical Christians, or whatever the group is you're talking about, black people, or whatever. If they get a hold of that gun of government, the violence of government, and they wield it against the people they don't like,
right,
eventually it comes back around.
Right.
Eventually someone else will get a hold of the
government.
You
actually touched on a perfect example, which is black and white. And imagine how much black people are pretty pissed off at white people for all the things that were done in history up until, say, the 60s.
As though you and I are responsible
right.
for
as,
those
as,
things.
As if I've ever owned a slave in my life. As if I've ever wielded a bullwhip.
And as though all black people are upset. I'm sure they're not.
But some are.
Enough
percentage, right. We're, you know, grouping people together for the purposes of telling this the story.
Right.
Well, then imagine, and I can tell you that there's been a certain amount of reverse racism. When the you know, enough people in government were black or cared about the blacks, so they strategically, the political system turned their direction, and then affirmative action comes into play, and then people are getting rewarded because they happen
because
to
black.
Have been born with more melanin in their skin than me.
Which is justified because of all that horrible stuff that
right.
happened.
So this is the turnaround here, and then you have white people that are upset that the black people are now getting favorable conditions. And I would be, too, if I lost a job to somebody simply because of their color. That would make me angry.
If you were more qualified, that's
right.
Sort of
absolutely
it's like
true.
A pendulum swinging back and forth, and it just never seems to want to slow down.
So that's how the government is a tool that is
right.
used against people.
If you lose your job, you can get really angry, and you can rally other people to take over the government and show them what for and go and get them back. And then they'll take over the government and they'll get you back. And it just goes on forever. Whether it's, you know, whether it's the school board and people arguing over whether the Bible should be in schools or not be in schools. It just, the conflict never ends. And this is what government is very, very good at, besides stealing and killing.
It's like a pendulum does not lose momentum for a very long time. It's going back and forth. And when it does start to slow down, the government gives a little push. So someone who wants to get something out of it will give it a little push. You know, 9/11, whew, oh, now that pendulum's really going again, and it's never going to slow down.
Ian, you point out the government is good at that, and I don't think that there are very many people in the government that intentionally turn groups one on another.
No, that's true.
That's,
I'm not talking about the individuals.
I think it's the nature of government itself,
right.
That groups, that it is essentially, as you said, a big weapon to be used legitimately against others. And by
right.
legitimately, I mean without consequence for using it. If I pick up a gun and I shoot somebody in a group that right. I don't like, then I'm going to face legal consequences. However, if I manage to use the government to go after a group of people I don't
okay.
like, there are no consequences. So it is like this big, call it legitimate or no consequences type weapon.
Hey, they were just drug dealers anyways. Who cares if they got killed, right?
Or whatever.
That attitude.
You just don't know. I mean, think of the military guys in the German army who one day were doing what they were told and what was legal. And then the next day, they're up on the they're being tried for war crimes in Nuremberg. I mean, the apparatus of government snapped full circle on those guys. They were the apparatus of government, and then suddenly, no. So it can happen to anyone.
So we still have to answer the question, though. What about the terrorism in the United States, the specter, the scary, scary, fear-mongering specter of terrorism? Anybody could be blown up at any time. What should we do? Well, we can talk about it coming up. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird, not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, ValleyViewEmus.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless, and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. Those other talk show hosts, most of them want to charge you for their sites. Enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. So got a question to answer. What to do about terrorism in the United States? Because we had a lengthy conversation with Tim in Delaware, and it was a good conversation, I think. We had a lengthy conversation about the ideas of war and the current conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Mark, you pointed out, I think rightfully so, that in the absence of warmongering, had the United States federal government not been over with the CIA and their military messing around in other countries around the world and causing problems and, you know, promoting conflict like we were talking about a few moments ago, had the United States government not been doing that, not been taking sides, you know, honoring the Constitution, that was kind of the intent of some of the founding fathers, was to stay out of the business of the other people around the world, at least from the government's perspective. Had they done that, then there would have been likely no 9/11 terrorist attacks. They wouldn't have been angry about anything. They would have had no reason to do that.
If you listen to Osama bin Laden, and I realize that he's a killer, but if you listen to the reason, and you would listen to any other killer's reasons for why he did that.
Barack Obama's a killer. He just doesn't do the dirty work.
And I agree. However,
George Bush was a killer.
Many people look at Osama bin Laden as though he initiated force on the United States, and I can see that there is a good example for that. However, from his point of view, he did not. He was defending his country from, well, the royal family of which he is a part, and he'd like to be king instead of his brother Hassan. And you know that he knew that his father Fahd was going to go out of, was going to die. He was old, and that he would then have, Hassan would have an opportunity to step up, and likely he would. And Osama bin Laden wanted to be king, but there's no way for Osama bin Laden to have essentially a conflict between princes like has been common throughout history when the United States government is backing the king and the transition of power. Now, imagine for a second, the United States government is supporting a king. We fought a war against a king and said that kind of behavior was unconscionable, that no one should be ruled by a king, and now we're supporting it.
What's old is new again, apparently.
Well, whatever's convenient for the people that run this country is okay. And the lockstep bumper sticker hawk kind of Republican out there will say, it's all right. It's okay, because they don't look at history.
Well, and politicians are very short-sighted. They always are about this sort of thing. They make deals with crooks, and then the crooks stab them in the back later, and they act surprised. And that goes on and on. And it's not surprising because people have don't look at history, like you said. So they're not judging politicians based on things that they did 20 years ago or things that are now, you know, that we're now suffering the pain from. So
the question again is what to do about terrorism. I mean, because Mark, you suggested withdrawing all the troops from around the world so they can no longer mess around in other people's business and create anger amongst people that could possibly be fleshed out in another terrorist
attack.
You make
it seem like the troops are doing it. Mostly it's the people that run the troops. However, the troops are doing their bidding.
And
in and of itself is enough of a problem.
Right. I'm talking about all of them. All of them. The troops are following the orders of these politicians, and they're not fighting for freedom. They're fighting for those politicians and the industrial interests that are essentially backing them up. So your suggestion was to bring them back to the United States, withdraw them from the 700 plus military bases from around the world, 135 countries or whatever they're in, and bring them home. That way they won't further any conflict around the world. That way they couldn't be blamed for killing anybody else from that point on. But they're still the specter because they have killed a lot of people. And they have messed with a lot of situations, and that has created a lot of enmity, I think, anger.
Animosity.
And people around the world. And so there's still that chance, right, that somebody's going to say, well, you know, it's okay, it's good that the U.S. military is withdrawn, but I still want to kill some Americans, right? There's still that chance.
People over there that hate us because of Britney Spears and Coca-Cola. I'm not going to diminish those people. Yeah. However, the wholesale killing of people of people in those countries, mothers and daughters and children and sisters and brothers and their family members, makes the people that say that they're evil because of Coca-Cola and Britney Spears, it makes those nuts seem legitimate.
So the question is what to do about it. My proposal is we let the market decide. And I think that's the best way that you're going to be protected from any sort of violence by the hands of whether it's somebody who was born within the boundaries of America or somebody born elsewhere. It's freedom that is the best protection. And most conservatives should know this, right? Aren't you, if you consider yourself a conservative, aren't you in favor of gun ownership?
No, I love the conservative thought process, because they will tell you right away the government needs to be small because government is inefficient, they're incompetent, they do things horribly, so they should only handle the most crucial tasks.
Our
safety and our lives should be in their hands because they're inefficient and incompetent. So that's all they should handle is the most crucial tasks.
No, but
that's
the
most bass-ackwards thinking I've ever heard in my entire life.
But Dale, don't you know that when you hand a bureaucrat a gun, they become efficient?
No, badge. A badge.
A badge and a gun.
You'd think that they would...
Or a title.
I'd love it if they just called people from the military efficient. However, what they do is they imbue them with a godlike reverence. You heard the gentleman. The first thing he said is that I'm not being sufficiently respectful of our men in arms.
Yeah.
And when a cop catches a bullet from, some drug dealer who's out there trying to make a living to feed his family, well, for God's sakes, let's have a parade. I'll tell you, people catch bullets all the time, and they don't have parades for advertising executives, secretaries, and lawyers. They just have them for bureaucrats. Once you hand a bureaucrat a gun, they become something like a god.
But I think guns are...
As a matter of fact, here in the state of New Hampshire, we only have the death penalty for bureaucrats that get killed.
Sick. So I think that guns are actually part of the answer here, that people should be free to own and bear firearms and own and bear whatever kind of weapon, katana or whatever the heck it is you want to bear, nunchucks, whatever it is makes you feel comfortable.
I don't like your chances against a handgun with a pair of nunchucks.
No, but maybe a guy with a box cutter, you'd be all right. Because, right, weren't it just people with box cutters that took over those planes? So can you imagine if one or two people or three or 10 people on that flight were packing heat? Can you imagine how that would have changed the situation? Oh, but no, mommy government says you can't take guns on airplanes. And maybe indeed, maybe there would be some, in the absence of these government regulations, maybe some airlines would prohibit weapons. Maybe some airlines would allow weapons. I, for one, would like to be able to choose. And I'm certain that in the marketplace...
I think a lot of people would like to be able to choose, including people who aren't comfortable around guns. There'd be some who would choose an airline that didn't allow guns.
Absolutely.
And they would feel safer. Obviously you could argue about that endlessly.
Well, the market
but at least
would
they would have a say. Yeah, So.
And that's what I'm talking about, is having the marketplace decide. Because it can handle these things. And here's another example. How about the Washington, D.C. area snipers? I love this example. Remember that? Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Capping people and the cops were helpless. The cops are protectors. Couldn't do anything about it. They didn't catch those guys until somebody found them and called the police and told them right where they were.
I love the composites and that they come up with a scenario. This is what the killers could be like. Just take a look. Go back and look at the sketches that they have of these people. It's not even close. It's not even remotely close.
They have to create easy criminals to catch. They create criminals with victimless crime
laws. It's got to be a white guy that's shooting everybody. Who else would do it?
Look, what I wanted to bring up about that was there was a great story about how the people in the marketplace, the people in search of a profit, were actually keeping their customers safe, were really doing the job of protecting people when the government was just holding press conferences. I'll share it in moments.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine
stain-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. If you're a lady listener or just want to enjoy the Shrine, head on over and get all the details and see it for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has joined forces with Midas Resources to bring you some low-cost and very valuable gold and silver pieces. It's a good time right now to have gold and silver in your possession as a hedge against inflation in case of some kind of terrible cataclysmic emergency, or as an investment. Gold and silver have been going up recently. You can go over to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com and check it all out. And if you need to know a little bit more about the Federal Reserve and how the United States government has, well, taken all value from the backing of our currency, there's a book over there called Dishonest Money, and it comes with a Walking Liberty half. So we'll get you
a great deal.
Yep. We'll get you started on your path to owning precious metals at gold.freetalklive.com.
So we're going to get back to the phone calls, but just want to finish up the question of what to do about the specter, the fear, the fright of the potential of terrorism in the United States. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that freedom is the answer. Freedom is the answer. What's the question? And freedom is the answer because when you're free to defend yourself, or when you're free to hire people to defend you for you, then the people in search of profit come up with really interesting ways to keep people safe. As an example, during the D.C. sniper situation where the police were just holding a bunch of press conferences and trying to make it look like I'm sure they were doing their best, but they didn't find the people. When the police were doing their thing, it was the marketplace, the people in search of profit, the business owners, the entrepreneurs, the innovators that were really coming up with ways to keep people safe. Now remember, if you recall the story, these snipers were targeting people mostly at gas stations. People would be pumping their gas, and they'd take a bullet. So the gas station operators, or at least one of them that I heard about, I imagine this would be something that would be borrowed by a lot of other operators, but the gas station operators started to hang these opaque, I don't know what they were made out of, I wasn't there to see it, but opaque curtains, if you will, or opaque plastic of some sort that would hang down from the overhang. You know, when you've got your gas station, there's that over
the rain guard. It could have been made out of any fabric. If it's opaque, then people can, move around inside there, and right. You can't take a shot at them. I don't care if it's made out of tissue paper.
Yeah.
You're not going to take a shot. If you have
it obscures you. It's very effective.
Right.
Same thing's been used for as a shark repellent. It's very effective.
Yep, if you have the choice as a sniper who's, going to do some evil stuff as taking shots where there isn't a barrier and where there is a, tiny tissue barrier where you can't see your target quite as well, you're going to go where there isn't one.
So that's a great example of how the marketplace sprung into action in a short period of time to protect their customers. Because otherwise, you're going to lose business to the people that do. But when you've got government, you don't have that competitive interest. You don't have the market signals. You don't have the interest in competing because there's no one to compete against. People are going to fund your government bureaucracy whether you do a good job or not.
There's no accountability.
Right.
A business cannot steal your money and still be called a legitimate business, at least, unlike the government. And so they have to earn it. They have to maintain your respect. They are accountable. And we keep trying to get the same thing from government. There's people who insist that we have a monopoly government. And the one thing they insist upon is the only thing that's ever going to keep them from truly being accountable, and that is keeping it a monopoly.
Exactly.
And you'll hear often it'll be the liberals especially that will say this one. And by liberal, I mean socialist. What if we could make the government just as efficient as business?
You can.
What if I could jump up and down on one leg and shoot rose petals out of my butt? I mean, it's just simply not the nature of government.
Well, you can, but you have to take away their monopoly.
Yeah, you have to take away their
the
their
one thing
involuntary
that no one wants to
funding.
Do.
The aggression. You have to remove the aggression because then once there's no more aggression, then people can start up competing protection services, and you can choose as a former taxpayer and now voluntary funder of the government, you could choose to fund your the competition, which you don't have that choice today. You're forced to pay for this subpar crap can service that is supposedly so valuable and so wonderful. So freedom is the answer. The terrorism question, freedom. Let people defend themselves. Let business owners and entrepreneurs come up with ways to protect their customers. And by the way, what are they going to protect them from? Where is all of the terrorism? Where is it? It's not happening. And don't give me this crap excuse of, well, they're killing them over there, so they're not coming here. That is a load of nonsense. And that anyone would believe that statement, whether it's being uttered from Barack Obama's lips or from George Bush's lips, is just, it's bewildering to me. Look, they're killing people on a daily basis in the Middle East. The United States government is killing people. That's angering folks, a lot of them. And they aren't blowing
things up here. If somebody from some country comes over and kills my mom or my wife or my little boy, I might be ready to go over that country and hurt some people.
You may not have to go over. What I'm pointing out to you here is there are people here in the United States who are hailing from other places. People who may have come from Afghanistan, people who may have come from Iraq. You may have killed the government people, may have killed some of their family members. They're already here. That's what I'm telling you. There are the potential terrorists that you're so afraid of. Those of you who are so afraid.
A good start then would be to stop killing a whole bunch of people with collateral damage.
It would. That
would. Family members might be here already and might get very upset.
But my point is that there aren't, even with all the killing. Even with all of the awful things that are being done in the name of Americans around the world, there are not the instances of terrorism that everybody is so afraid of. And the government isn't out there keeping you safe from them. There's nothing that would stop somebody from building a bomb in their home, in their basement, or in their garage, strapping it to themselves, taking it to a mall or something, someplace like that, or a subway platform, and detonating it. Nothing is stopping that. There's no governmental laws or police policy that is going to stop that. Just look at the war on drugs.
There are danger levels and color codes and things like that, Ian. We're spending billions and billions of dollars for a false sense of security, at least.
Well, don't forget the
snitch
program.
We're getting screened by TSA agents in ways that aren't actually protecting us either, but at least people feel safe.
Nonsense.
Being put through all that crap.
It's an illusion. You're right. It's a feeling of safety. It's an illusion of safety. Let's go to your phone calls. It's freedom that's the answer to the terrorism problem. And, of course, it's government that created the terrorism in the first place. And government itself is terroristic in the way it does business. Let's go to your calls. Seth is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Seth.
Hey, gang. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
So, it sounds like Ian and Mark, you guys are getting along tonight, so I've called to change that.
Oh, good.
I love it when they start fighting. I just sit back. I get some popcorn.
I've had a little too much caffeine, so I should be really nasty, too.
Well, I also called because Dale's on tonight, so I wanted to get his thoughts on this.
Oh, God. I don't want to fight with Dale.
Well, Dale's very reasonable. I'm sure you won't have to fight with him.
Dale is completely immovable in his opinions.
I don't know if that's true. He had to move to get to where he is.
I've certainly had no luck.
All right. What is it? What is it, Seth? Go ahead.
So I was. I've had quite a few. I'll start off by saying I'm not an anarchist, and I have a few things I haven't. Questions that I just don't feel like they're adequate answers, and that's why I'm not.
So you're not an anarchist because the government's so great at protecting people, right?
Well, here's one of my main objections or questions. And one of the things that when I've talked to anarchists about, well, what is the alternative for stopping people, bad people, violent people, rapists, murderers, burglars, et cetera, what is the alternative besides using force against them? And if we are going to use force against them, isn't that government? I mean, aren't we just basically playing with words here?
Government isn't force. That's sort of a mistake, and that might be why it's very confusing for you. It's common to call government force. It is, but I mean, there's force all over the place. The difference is it's this really illegitimate justification for force, and
government
with no accountability for it.
Government force, but not all force is government.
Right. That's true. It's really more of an elaborate justification system for violence, and so they're able to do it without any accountability. Now, if you're using violence in a justified manner, that's one thing, but we're running out of time.
We're not going to run out. We're going to come back with more. Hang on, Seth. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What about the rapists in the absence of the violent monopoly that we know of as government today? It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to HB.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote. Just head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It's only once a month, so if you've yet to do it in the month of October, we still need it because it helps keep us in the number one position. It's my understanding we're still in the number one position.
Holding on with our fingernails.
But we need your vote to help solidify that lead at vote.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with a detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so we're going to continue the discussion here with Seth. We'll also take your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Seth, you're back with us in New Hampshire. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay, now you'd called in tonight to ask the anarchist position, and I guess that would mean that Dale's the only person that can answer the question, but I want to jump in as the voluntarist, and Dale will also use that term for himself, but I don't like being called an anarchist because I think...
If we get a chance, I want to talk about when I did use that term and some confusion that came up.
Okay,
later.
We can do that. But I don't like the term anarchist because I think it connotates no rules, and indeed your question seemed to be predicated on the belief that there would be no way to handle, or you were confused at least about what the way would be that one would handle those who would do violence to others in the absence of a coercive monopoly on violence that we call a government. And I'd like to suggest a book, first and foremost. It'll get into a whole lot more detail than we can possibly get into in the next 10 minutes. The book is The Market for Liberty. It is available free at book.freekeen.com or book.freetalklive.com. Either way, I'll get you there. So go to book.freetalklive.com, and you'll find a free audiobook version of The Market for Liberty. You'll also find a PDF downloadable version of it if you prefer to read rather than hear. But there's a great explanation of how it is that the justice system will be so much better if it were actually opened up to competition.
if you actually had competing courts instead of this one-size-fits-all monopoly on violence government court that we currently have. You'd have competition in the world of arbitration to where people would be more satisfied with the arbiter's services. And if you weren't satisfied with their services, you could go to a different arbiter. And it gets into a lot of detail as to how that would work out, because then there are questions that come up. Well,
but that's scary, Ian. Because
it's new.
They're scary because those people would not be... I don't know why it's scary, but somehow those are scary. But an unaccountable organization that you have no choice but to obey, or they will punish you violently, is not scary though.
That's a good point, and I know I feel like I know why it's scary. It's because it's fear of the unknown. People are frightened to take, you know, oh my gosh, well we may have this defunct, awful, terribly just violent government monopoly system, but if you take that away, then we're not sure exactly what will happen. And indeed, we can't be sure exactly what will happen, but gosh, I sure am excited to find out, because I'd much rather. I know that competition brings good things. I know that it brings innovation and better customer service and lower prices, and so I can be pretty confident about what's going to come out of opening up the marketplace and protection. But your concern, though, I think, Seth, is justified. It's a justified concern that needs to be addressed. So, well, what about here's those violent people?
Here's the thing. I work in the legal field, and so I know that a lot of disputes are handled outside of the court system, handled in mediation or arbitration. Mm-hmm. But there are, and I actually wanted my point. Well, I actually wanted to tie it around to the protests in Keene, because when I've talked to anarchists before, one of the things I say is, yes, most people can get their disputes taken care of in a voluntary manner at some kind of mediation or arbitration. But how do, in a competing court system, how do you get someone who wants to hurt other people to voluntarily show up?
You don't have to. If they've already hurt you.
Hold on. Why are you holding this? Why are you holding it to a different standard than the monopoly government? Like, what if someone determines there's this really dangerous person out there, and they're not giving themselves up and stuff like that. They're psychotic. Like, they are not, we're not going to label them evil or whatever. We're just going to say they're psychotic. They don't understand what they're doing, and they're going out killing people, and they're probably going to keep doing it. Let's say we've come to that reasonable conclusion.
Okay.
Let's say someone goes out and stops them. There's no monopoly system government that has this authority that we conjure up out of thin air. Okay. There's someone who just goes and does it, and they catch the person and they lock them away. And okay, now what? Right. They've done it. Okay. Now they are accountable for their actions. Let's say you were being attacked by the crazy person and you shot them dead. Boom. Bullet in the head. Don't you think that your community is going to forgive you for that? Because of the circumstances?
Most cases are not that black and white. So few cases involve the television drama where there's three witnesses to a person who was shot, and they all, most of the time, these cases have, there's a lot of facts that aren't settled.
So you want the illusion of nice, clear lines, right?
Well,
that makes you feel uncomfortable?
No, I do think there needs to be a trial, but the bigger point, though, that I wanted to make was that a lot of anarchists have told me, well, that's okay, because if this person doesn't submit to a trial voluntarily, his reputation in the community will suffer so much that he won't be able to buy food and he'll have to surrender.
I think that's kind of the fantasy land anarchy one. I think that what a more realistic picture would be is what Dale was talking about, where if you have somebody who is a violent, dangerous person and they are out on the loose, obviously they are not going to give a damn about their reputation, right? So then in that case, some bounty hunter, maybe they're hired by an insurance company that is providing people with protection services or protection agency or whatever, bounty hunter is hired to go after this person, or any, reward is put up against them. Somebody is going to go after this guy because there's a demand for safety. People want to feel safe. And so the marketplace will respond to that. The bounty hunter will go after them, but the bounty hunter is going to make sure he's going after the right person. Because as Dale pointed out, as soon as he takes that person's freedom away from them, then he is responsible for that. And if he's targeted the wrong guy...
Unlike the government, He will be held accountable by his community, by other organizations, by that person's family, by peace organizations, by who knows what.
By the reputation of the arbitration association that takes the case.
By the reputation of the bounty hunter, by the reputation of the courts, by the reputation of the a private police force. They are all concerned about their reputations. They're the, you know, if not the crazy psycho person that's out killing people.
I guess this was my question, and it had to do with the fact that the anarchists seem to rely a lot on people's reputations and the fact.
Wait a minute. Before you go on with that, do you understand what has been said about the idea of having somebody go putting their reputation on the line and going after a criminal and bringing them to justice involuntarily?
I'm talking about a criminal who is obviously not submitting. I'm talking about a criminal who is psychotic.
Yeah.
Who doesn't understand things.
Someone valuing their reputation. The bounty hunter values his reputation.
Well, what are you relying on alternatively?
Well, this was my question. And as I was listening, usually I don't listen live, I listen to the podcast. And I don't remember which day it was, but it was Mark and Ian discussing the marijuana protests that were held on the day that Keene has a big festival where there's a lot of families and a lot of people were offended that there are people smoking marijuana around children.
Some people were offended. I don't know if it was a lot.
Right. Okay. Some people were offended. And Mark was saying, well, it lacks tact. It's rude. And you were saying, I really don't care what the people think because I'm a free person. And I was just thinking, if I'm to base the system on the assumption that people value their reputations, shouldn't I assume that the people who... it seems to me that most people don't value their reputations very much unless the person who... people only want to be thought well of by people who hold the same values as them. And this isn't true just with certain people. I mean, it's true with everybody. You know, there's people... everybody has...
how does that tie in?
I see what you're saying.
Feels,
do you want to talk about... that sounds like a very different subject than someone who's going out and killing
people. Well, no, but I see where he's saying. He's saying that he doesn't think people care in certain areas about their reputation. But how do you tie that into this, the question of the bounty hunter going after the rape suspect? Are you saying that they won't go, that bounty hunters won't exist and they won't go after criminals?
Well, I'm saying that I don't think that relying on people to do good work because of their reputation is a good assumption.
I understand what he's saying. I understand what you're saying.
I have a very short career as an attorney.
I understand what you're saying.
To know.
We're escalating this above, you know, what Ian's being concerned about what people think of him for doing what he believes is the right thing to do. Okay.
Right.
He thinks that his liberties are being compromised all the time, in a violent fashion. And so he doesn't care about someone who's violent. And he's still going to do what he thinks is right. That's a little different from what you're talking about, and I'll talk about it.
Yeah, I want to bring this back around here. Coming up in Hour 3, we'll continue the discussion of reputation absent the government system, this one-size-fits-all violent monopoly.
I find talking about this subject a living hell.
Well, then you can go away. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.